When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorens with you. Bill Bush with us for the first hour. He's got to do a speech in Kearney, so he's out now. But Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC, location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And tomorrow we'll have more from Shindaddy and things happening at the Creighton branch of Midwest Bank.
Shindaddy.
Yes.
He's with us in the studio, though.
The legend. He's here with us.
Hi, Shindaddy.
Also with us is our friend Mike Schaefer, 24/7 Sports. His hour is sponsored by Ben Spurk at Farm Bureau Financial Services. Please call or text Ben at 402-217-9945 for insurance needs or questions. Schaefer, good to have you. Can you rescue our show today? We've been kind of weird today in this.
Schaefer to the rescue. And we're going to talk football with Schaefer.
What's been going on? What happened
just
in the first hour?
Just a colossal disaster, really.
Chaos. Okay.
Just bye week nonsense.
Well, I told people that I had scheduled Trip, our guest from Computer Hardware, at 6:30, like 2 weeks ago, and I put it in my calendar even, and I forgot to put it on the rundown.
It's okay, Jake.
So I had Bill's Thrills at 6:30, and so we had to, you know. So we didn't have Rick Heyman on today, but Rick's on next week. We'll have Rick gladly back. And Rick, I'm sorry, you can yell at me all you want, but that's the way it is today.
Well, Song of the Day will return tomorrow, everybody.
In all its glory.
In all its glory. Today we have Schaefer.
We do.
And we're going to talk Nebraska football.
We are. Schaefer, Nebraska. Thanks for being here, by the way.
Are you ready to talk Nebraska football?
I'm excited to be here.
He's pumped.
I am ready to talk a little Nebraska football.
Yes, let's do this.
He's pumped. Well, Schaefer, Nebraska is at its bye week, the midway point of the season, at 5-1. I would ask you, what has surprised you in a good way, and what has surprised you in a bad way through the first six games?
I mean, I don't know. Surprise is like the wrong word for it, but how quickly Dylan Raiola has been able to make himself a giant asset at quarterback, I think, is kind of an under-discussed thing. I mean, he's only played six games in his career. Mm-hmm. He's coming off the worst game of his career, mm-hmm. which, you know, to be five games in and then finally play like a real stink bomb of a game says a lot about him and his ability to mm-hmm. prepare, and Nebraska's ability to put an offense around him that's allowed him to largely be successful. Now, the fact that came right before the bye week is really kind of a great thing, because I'm sure he's just, you know, chomping at the bit to be able to get back out there to play, to prove that he's better than the guy that we saw most of the second half against Rutgers. And I think that getting 2 weeks to be able to prepare for Indiana, getting 2 weeks to give him an opportunity to go through and assess and watch a lot of film from the first six games, figure out what they do well, figure out, you know, the best ways to utilize them, to find out what maybe went wrong from his viewpoint in the Rutgers game, those kinds of things. But I don't know how that wouldn't be. And surprise, again, isn't the right word, because I think people thought he would play
okay.
Well.
That's okay.
But, I mean, we're talking about a guy with 9 touchdowns and 3 interceptions.
No.
He's averaging 226 yards a game.
Right.
He's keeping you on schedule almost every drive.
He's averaging what, 226?
226. Which, again, those aren't like mind-blowing numbers.
They're good.
But you put that with a decent running game, and Nebraska's been just fine, you know.
Yeah.
And no. So their offense could stand to, you know, finish drives a little bit better, yada, yada, yada. But, again, look around at the rest of the Big Ten and tell me who you'd rather have at quarterback. I mean, maybe 6-year veteran Will Howard.
Maybe Will Howard.
Maybe Dylan Gabriel. He's playing well, but, again, Yeah, look at what he gets to throw to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at, you know, look at what's built around him. I mean, so.
Put Dylan Raiola with that Ohio State offense. Right. Tell me what that looks like.
Well, and that's what it was supposed to look like in the spring of 2021, right? Like, that's why he committed there.
Yep.
And so, or 22, I can't.
22. Think about
who knows what year is what.
Think about now. Just think about that. What that would look like now that you've seen
right.
it. Right. Now that you've seen
you have Dylan Raiola throwing to Jeremiah Smith and, Emeka.
Like Buka.
Yes. Yeah, Buka, yeah.
Like, and then, oh, by the way, I mean, there's Quinshon Judkins and everything else as part of that offense, too.
Henderson.
Like, I just, you know, you could choose Will Howard. I don't think anyone's taking Miller Moss over Dylan Raiola right now.
No.
Curtis Rourke has been fantastic. I'm excited to see him playing a team with a pulse here in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think people are shocked that Dylan Raiola has been good.
I like that one.
But you look around and it's like, Nebraska's not used to having this.
You didn't know. Here's the thing. And I'm glad this is a good off week topic. You didn't really know what it would look like.
Right. We had an idea and you thought that it would look good. But here's the thing. How many times have we thought something about Nebraska and it has not come anywhere close to fruition?
Exactly.
I thought Jeff Sims was going to be a capable college quarterback.
Right.
Good Lord, was I wrong.
So was I.
I mean,
I compared him to Lamar Jackson. So,
whoops.
It's also a cautionary tale that you can't just assume a guy who plays as a freshman is going to be so much better by the time he's a senior. That doesn't always happen. But again, if I'm picking one thing from this year, it's that. And there's a lot of other great stories. I mean, if I wanted to spend the whole time talking about John Bullock or the last three games of Sierra Wright, both of those fit in that category. But for me, the story of the season is how quickly Dylan Raiola has established himself as not just Nebraska's quarterback, as a guy that people around college football are jealous that they don't have.
And we did not really know. So I like that one. Okay, what about the other side of this coin, the thing that's kind of the negative that surprised
me? Yeah, I mean, it's the fact that special teams almost across the board is unreliable in almost every unit. And Brian Buscini had a phenomenal game against Rutgers. And so he, you know, I do a report card every week for Husker 24/7.
What'd you give the special teams against Rutgers?
Normally, I haven't given them pretty much a straight F all season. Brian Buscini getting an A by himself largely just was able to raise that average to a C. And that was one player, you know, performing out of his mind against Rutgers with two huge critical punts, the fourth down throw. He's been so much better this year than last year. Last year I was kind of really, I think, harsh in some ways on Brian Buscini because I felt like he had some mishits. He wasn't able to pin people.
How do you regress?
If he got a lot of punts in the 20s last year, it felt like he didn't get a lot inside the 15. There was a lot of at the 18 yard line, which is good, but it's, you know,
100%.
You look at the conference, you see guys that put it routinely inside the 5. Like, it's just a different world in the Big Ten. And so for the special teams to be this bad, and, you know, I'm also tired of hearing about how you're going to get it fixed, and then every week it looks worse. I mean, and it's not like I've never been one of those, I don't want to hear him talk about it anymore. But at some point, don't tell us that you have the guy to fix it when we go from week one and it looks meandering to week 5 and it's a dumpster fire on the road against Purdue.
It was a dumpster fire.
I mean, you are that's out fair. To sea yeah, in a fair. Barge that has been set on fire. But that is where special teams are right now.
Oh, yeah. Buscini did rescue. He kind of saved the conversation from being really ugly.
And here's the scary thing. Like, we spent a lot of like, what's going to happen at kicker? You know, you don't have Tristan Alvano. It's so far removed from just that conversation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You can't even snap the ball where people don't have to suck in their breath right before the play starts.
I'm just trying to provide some
balance. All the little things that you think that you just get out of a football operation.
Hold on.
They're not getting.
I got to provide a little balance. The PAT operation was good last week.
Sure. I mean,
that should be a given.
How many bad snaps are allowable in a season?
Right. I don't know. I hear you.
Like, again, it's not like Mike Shaver can go out there and be a long snapper. Like, it is a specialized thing. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. You get to pick the guy that does it. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, mm-hmm. when you have a roster of 150 guys, mm-hmm. and you like to talk about that you have a roster of 150 guys,
a lot of guys.
Probably should have at least a few options in there if your chosen one is not able to get it done.
So that surprises on the other side, the good side. I would say you would say Bullock might be number two, John.
Yeah,
Bullock.
I mean, what a revelation.
I know.
I thought he would be fine, but I was also in the category of what's this going to look like? You haven't, you know, you've had Luke Reimer, who's been a pretty good player.
Yeah.
And with all the, you know, all the respect in the world to Luke Reimer, I love covering him. John Bullock in six games has had a season we haven't seen from a middle linebacker. I mean, just go through the numbers. Mm-hmm. He's forced a fumble. He's got an interception. He has four pass breakups.
He's getting his hands on the ball.
He's got five tackles for a loss. He's got a sack. He's been in on critical fourth down stops. Mm-hmm. He was the guy who gave you a momentum, you know, ripping the ball out against Illinois to give you an opportunity to get your offense back on the field and slow Illinois and really kind of flipped the tenor of that game. I mean, he gave Nebraska a great chance to seize control.
He knocked down like three passes against Colorado, yeah, too.
His game against Colorado. And then he would turn to the sidelines and like trash talk Colorado.
Did he really?
I think he's the heartbeat of Nebraska's defense at times.
You know
I
what?
Really do.
You know what's interesting about it? So often I'd sit up there with you when we're in the press box and I'd be like, oh, okay, this guy's holding up pretty well. They're holding up pretty well at inside linebacker. Those guys are hanging in there. He's not just hanging in.
No,
there.
He's making plays.
He's making plays. He's getting his hands on the ball. He's making a big difference.
If I was any good at technical skills, you know, they have those things where on really big plays, they show you the graphic of how much yardage someone covers on a pass and mm-hmm. the air yards and all of that. Mm-hmm. I would love to have like those sort of moving graphics of just what John Bullock looks like pre-snap, where he finishes post-snap. Mm-hmm. He covers so much ground moving around, kind of going in and out, showing this look on a blitz, but dropping back in coverage, looking like he's going to be in coverage and coming off the edge. Like the way that Tony White has used him has been masterclass.
It's a testament to something that, I mean, Rule just dropped in conversation. You were probably there recently. That Bullock is a 4-5 guy. So he can run.
Well, he's a safety. He's a safety. They moved to linebacker.
Right. And he can run, but he's also extremely intelligent. So he knows where to go. He knows what to do.
Feels like a career NFL special teams guy. Yeah, he really does.
When you have that combo, when you are fast and you know what you're doing, you look even faster. And that's kind of what he is. Now, Sierra Wright. Another revelation. You didn't know exactly what this was going to look like because it seems like it kind of started slow for Sierra Wright. And then he came in a flurry.
Well, it's almost like what was happening those first, like, was this what it's looked like at practice every day over there?
Oh, and so I wonder.
We don't know. I will say this, and I'm guessing you heard similar from your cohorts at On3. The guys at 24/7 at USC thought Sierra Wright could play. Mm-hmm. They did not have any doubt on his ability to cover or to play. Uh-huh. They felt like he was in a bad situation last year with that defense that, you know, he got blamed unfairly for a defense that was maligned across all three units. Mm-hmm. But they talked a lot about what his training camps had looked like in 23 and 22, where for their money, he was one of the best guys in the secondary. And so it wasn't translating over into games. You take him out of that situation, you put him in a defense where all the pieces seem to be working in the same, you know, moving in the same direction, and he's kind of flourishing. And this is a guy that was a high four-star talent. I mean, it feels like he is in a really good spot, and I am really excited. I don't know what level of health Tommy Hill is actually going to be at the rest of the season, plantar fasciitis is a tough injury. But man, what does that look like if you're able to put Hill and Wright on the outside?
That's what you'll do.
And then you can move Buford back to safety.
I think you move Buford into Hartsog. I think what you'll see is they'll move Buford into Hartsog's spot.
Yeah.
And so it's slot.
Right. And so, I mean, that's a pretty nice looking defensive
That's a secondary, baby.
I don't want to go too far ahead of myself here, but it makes you think of when you used to be able to run Prince and Dennard and Gomes and Hag and all of those guys out there in 2010.
Yeah, don't worry about getting ahead of yourself. That's what it's like. Those guys are good.
That was a special time, and there's a reason why Nebraska was really good defensively.
Right.
And we often think up front in the trenches, and that's a huge part of it. You got to have those pieces. Nebraska's always at their best defensively when they have great safety play, secondary.
I want to see what it looks like. If Tommy Hill can get healthy, I want to see what that looks like, because it will. There's no way you're taking Sierra Wright off the field. There's no way.
Not right now.
That interception he had against Rutgers, where he just instinctively knows that the quarterback's going to throw low there, dives in front of the ball, able to make that catch. This is a guy, his first game against Illinois, game-changing play, sack strip. He's coming off the edge. He had no career sacks, I believe, before that moment. I don't know how often USC had ever blitzed him in a situation like that. First real meaningful snaps at Nebraska in that game.
Here he comes.
Yeah. He's had multiple pass breakups. He should have had an interception against Purdue. I mean, he has had multiple flash plays in three games.
It's a good defense. I mean, and he's enhanced it. I don't know that we would have expected that.
No, I think.
And not in August.
Right. Well, and it's like the guy's just getting there. He arrived the same day as John Butler. That's the other part of Nebraska's operation. They just changed out a defensive backs coach in the summer.
They've been lights out.
With an entirely different guy. Now, that guy has a ton of experience and really good coach.
He has some talent to work with. God, they have talent.
Pretty seamless in terms of what they want to do. Now, if you wanted to go to another disappointment that isn't just the easy picking of the special teams,
what's that?
The safety play has been a struggle, I think, a lot.
At times it has,
but
no doubt.
You get moments like, I thought Deshaun Singleton against Illinois really, really struggled. One of the biggest plays.
The tight end, Rutgers. When he hit the tight end.
Yeah, he hits Fletcher coming across.
Huge play.
And it was just,
Do you know the ones?
React.
Yes.
Down by the goal line.
Yes. Third down on the goal line stand.
Ty
Robinson called it one of his favorite plays in his entire career.
What a hit. I mean, it was a grown man play. Yeah, grown man play.
And that's all knowing what you're supposed to do, reacting in that moment, and then going and doing, relying on your training. They talk about that all the time.
Because how many times have we seen that play at Nebraska where the tight end's wide open and he just walks? And now sometimes he's just walking upfield. This case, he would have walked into the end zone. How many times have we seen that?
Instead, they hit him for a tackle for a loss.
Right. It was a huge play. What a moment to that stand down there in front of the South Stadium that was incredibly loud. I mean, that's where Memorial Stadium is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Jake, I'm sorry to butt in.
You didn't butt in. You're talking. Not butting in. We do have to get to break, though. If you have questions for Mike Schaefer, please call or text 402-464-5685. More of the Mike Schaefer Hour and early break is next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.